Hello, my name is Julia, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. So I've been thinking a lot about underdogs lately. From sports films to movies like Shrek, underdog stories have a funny way of pulling at our heartstrings and inspiring us. We love watching these characters build their confidence, get stronger, and grow into the winner we all knew they could be. But even though we all know the tropes of underdog stories and expect them to come out on top, I wonder how the underdogs see themselves before their triumphant victories redefine who they are. Well, at the beginning of a lot of their stories, we see that they seemingly have a lot to overcome. Whether it's their chaotic surroundings or their own inner turmoil, the obstacles between them and glory are probably pretty disheartening. Sometimes we can feel like underdogs in our own stories, myself included, believe me. But if you look at the word, we see time and time again that God uses the least likely people to further his kingdom and bring him glory. God used David, a young boy with nothing but a sling and a stone, to defeat a giant Goliath. God still used Moses, despite his lack of confidence in his speech, to speak to his people and lead them out of Egypt. And God can use you, despite any of the negative circumstances that you've been letting define you. In fact, the difficult circumstances allow you to become mature in your faith. James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4 says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." Underdogs don't win because people cut them a break. They win because they persevere. God wants to use you and make you strong in the process. So don't be discouraged by the mountain you've got to climb. Be encouraged that the God who allowed that mountain to be a part of your journey is working out all things for the good of those who love him. Keep fighting the good fight, giving glory and thanksgiving to God as you go. And remember, you may not feel like you're a winner, but God has already won the battle. You've just got to walk in victory and trust that God will equip those who he has called, including you and me. That's all the time we have for today. So if you want to hear more nerdy devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Julia, the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, just run your race.